Country in the Kitchen, and Tessa's Tune of the Week. Essential steps in the evolution of audio entertainment, now live on Siren Radio.
Country in the Kitchen and Tessa, Country in the Kitchen and her Tune of the Week. She's a wonder to everyone around. Always runs but never hits the ground. A little make-believe is all she ever needs. All the lies when she seems to meet. She burns.
Warrington Warbler. That's who we actually started off this week's Midweek Drive with. And we welcome a newbie to the Midweek Drive, plus two seasoned professionals, of course. We've just heard her ident, the newly produced Fidelinus ident, of course, for Tessa Snart. How are you, Tessa?
Hello, really well, thank you. Hello,
wonderful. And also back with us, we've got the ace correspondent, who is Robin Pierce. How are you, Robin?
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
Wonderful. And in addition to that, we have making her debut on the whole Siren Radio stuff, because we've been nudging her towards this over the last year and a half. She's been in my tutorials over here saying, Elise, have you considered Siren Radio? Have you considered LSJ News, etc.? Now we can say welcome, Elise Rose. How are you, Elise?
Hey, Alex. I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. And actually, critical time this, because last week we were seriously thinking you might be bereft of any food whatsoever, because you are in isolation, quite literally shielding, because of the COVID-19 thing. Share with us, what are you doing at present?
I am. Well, actually, today I received a food package, so I will be well fed, which is good. Yeah. But not a lot more. Unfortunately.
No. Well, this is one of the critical things that we do like to feel at the University of Lincoln. We don't like our students to actually be put into isolation and then actually sort of starved of food as well. It's not good. It certainly would not encourage people to actually come to us. So that's the thing we needed to sort out. Besides, Elise, it's all good now, because as Tessa will ensure, as you're now officially a Midweek Drivette, all will be well. Isn't that right, Tessa?
You will be well looked after. You really will. So don't worry.
That's good to know.
So there we are, the Warrington Warbler, of course, Donna Marie. Tessa, would you like to give us some back information about that before, of course, we find out the real critical facts? What did Elise and Robin make of that particular number? Good Time Girl.
Okay, yes. So this is the latest release from Donna Marie, Good Time Girl, as you mentioned there, Alex. And this is actually a revamp of her 2006 original track, which features on her album, This World. But she's actually virtually collaborated with a fellow artist called Patrick Jordan on the revamp. And they've both actually produced it. They're both producers as well. So they worked on that through lockdown. And this also follows three other successful releases that she's put out for us this year, including Pity Party, Get Wild, which we actually featured on the Midweek Drive a while back, and last month's This World, and it's out now. So I don't know what you guys have made of it. It's quite a go-y one. Obviously, it's quite country, but I would say there's some pop rock vibes in there as well. I think it's a nice positive track. And it, again, it's what we need at the moment. I don't know what you made of it, Robin.
Well, hold it there, because I don't know where Robin's going to go on this one. I think it's only fair to say that we'll mention that, of course, according to some online critiques we've actually heard, it has overtones of Redneck Woman, fast-paced, contributing to the upbeat, feel-good sound of the overall track. I don't know, maybe it's the reason Donald Trump's hair has actually gone from blonde to white overnight, but that's by the by. Elise, what did you make of Good Time Girl and Donna Marie?
I think I'd echo what's been said with it's kind of what we need. It was a tune that I thought it was very easy to like and to get into. I didn't feel like I needed to listen to it over and over again before I thought, okay, this could work. It fit that very naturally. What we need, very positive, very upbeat.
Is it helping you get through isolation, Elise?
It did, I have to say. Despite it not being very nice outside, not very nice inside.
Well, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's always good from that point of view. And as actually our North Carolina correspondent, who indeed she takes her isolation very seriously, as you can tell, Elise, wearing the full mask out there. No messing about with these Americans. Jessica Burtis, how are you today?
Good. Sorry, my alarm was not going off. I hope you all are doing well.
Sweet tea and creativity. Time for more Jessica Burtis questions on the Midweek Drive.
You know what they call sweet tea in the South?
What's that?
Tea.
It's okay. As we've said many a time on this program, you know, we love you Americans. You're always fashionably late. You did it for World War I, World War II. Why should today be any different, you know? It's like cavalry over the hill. It's great stuff. You know, that's what we appreciate about the whole thing. But it's fair to say, Jessica, you were very impressed when you said, finally, I can take part in Tessa's Tune of the Week, because you missed it since you went back to the States, I gather.
Yes, so much. It's so nice to finally see you, Tessa.
You too. Hello.
Yeah, it's just a whole new world. Anyway, like Elise, of course, and Robin, we're holding Robin back as our secret weapon, of course. Jessica, you have, I believe, heard Good Time Girl. You've had a listen to that. What did you make of the tune?
I think Tessa always picks amazing songs. I always enjoy them.
100%.
That's right. Great.
That's the official line from Jessica Burtis. Tessa always picks amazing songs and always enjoys them. I mean, that kind of sets a real bar for our resident curmudgeonliness to actually come across now. But who knows where he's going to go? Robin Pierce, let's deal with this tune first. Of course, Good Time Girl.
You know, first of all, I mean, your comments there about America, I thought I was supposed to be the controversial one on this team. But wow, I feel blown out of the water. I feel absolutely Pearl Harbored, but hey, there we go. Right. Tessa's tune, Good Time Girl. I was absolutely amazed to hear that the lady singing is known as the Warrington Warbler. You mean Warrington, UK? There's not a Warrington, USA that I've never heard of? Okay, because of that, and because I was convinced that I was listening to a bona fide American, I'm going to award one extra point. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, right. Hang on a minute, Robin. Does that mean that you get a bonus point if you're not American? I mean, this is startling.
No. I just thought, oh well, we're listening to, you know, an American. I mean, normally, I mean, you know, they're all British artists. There's nothing wrong with that. But I was just convinced that with the accent and the whole flavor of the thing, that I was listening to an American. So, you know, okay, you took me in completely. I'm awarding you an extra point for that one.
Oh, okay.
I felt that the song had a good rocky beat interspersed with a more traditional country and western tempo and lyrics. And for me, it's now getting a 9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10? That's fantastic. Getting
that extra point. What I've got written right down here is 8 out of 10, but I'm giving it a 9 officially.
Wow. I'll take
that.
That
might be one of the highest marks I've ever given you, I think.
I think it might be. Donna will be pleased.
I'm amazing myself.
Well, there you go. It just goes to show. This is one of the reasons.
I would, however, like to hear the Pity Party song, because I'm really intrigued with that.
I'll have to send you it.
Okay.
Or well, you can go on streaming platforms and stream it for Donna.
What, like a teenager?
Like a teenager.
Robin, just calm down. You know, it's all we'll part and pass the whole thing. Remember, you're a part of.
You saw me sipping my coffee earlier. I can't help it.
Exactly. And of course, the listener will be pleased to know that in addition to Resonance Rewind, Robin is also part of Sound and Nick's Vision these days, in which Tessa, Robin actually gives a nice sort of balance to our photographer, Nick Elliott, sort of line and times and various other bits and pieces. Okay, shameless plug, of course, as I mentioned previously, that the Student Life Must Go On is still online as far as the University of Lincoln is actually concerned. You simply go to lincoln.ac.uk and then /Student Life Must Go On. All sorts of things are happening there, even if, like Elise, you're currently in isolation. But that's okay. Tessa, it's time to use your journalistic training that 3 years at the University of Lincoln actually brought to you to quiz either Jessica or Elise, or indeed Robin, about life, the universe, and various other things. Over to you, Tessa.
It's always so hard to choose who to ask the questions to. It's really very difficult. But Elise, I do want to know how you're getting on, because, I mean, I don't know how I would have coped in lockdown at university. I know you're in your second year, so you've kind of had first year to get to grips with everything, go out with your friends as well. I mean, how... Well,
at least first year up until March, of course, in which case it was all over.
Yeah, so how has it all been for you and your friends there?
Well, I think, you know, having first year, I'm obviously very grateful for that. But it's kind of a thing of you have something and then it's snatched away from you and it's like, oh no, you know what you're missing, which I think obviously will be different for first years. But I mean, we've had about a month being here where still complying with the rule of six and the relative guidelines, you know, I've still been allowed to see friends, but obviously now it's very much, you can't really see anyone apart from online, as I'm seeing you now. So that's been very difficult, but obviously, you know, with having, I had that month of having a flavour of what everything was like at Lincoln after 6 months of being at home. But I think having that 6 months, I was shielding as well for quite a lot of that. So I didn't really see anyone. I'm kind of half used to it, I'd say. Yeah, but it is a difficult. These are supposed to be like the best years of your lives and you can't do anything about that. You have to just kind of stay and be. And it's very weird. It's very strange.
You'll certainly remember your time at university. It's very different. And what about Christmas? I mean, Alex, you'll probably know a little bit. Can you go home?
No, I don't know. Christmas is cancelled. Yeah. I have nothing to say about that. We've just decided to actually scrap it. We're going back to Oliver Cromwell's period of time where basically he said, no, enough already. We just need to work consistently.
That's
Oh, I hope not. I hope I make it back for Christmas.
I hope you do too. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are, to be fair, giving the students at least a week, like the government suggests. So we're giving them a week to get out of Lincoln now. Anyway,
quick,
that's by the by. Remember, student life must go on, and you can stay in Lincoln if you wish. I say this currently speaking from Teesside, but there we are. So it goes.
Oh, dear me.
Do you want to put a similar question to Jessica, Tessa?
Yes. I mean, how are you doing? How are you coping? And where are you? Because I see you've got your mask on. So whereabouts are you in the world right now?
Yeah, I'm in the lobby of my dorm. My roommate's sleeping right now, so I can't talk in the dorm. But it's is a time here. I'm in my senior year, so I'm in my final year of university, which is, I didn't really picture it going like this. But here we are, so I'm trying to just make the most of it. So we have about a week left of classes, and then we're going home for Thanksgiving, and we have exams. So hopefully this semester will just end really soon. I'm ready for it to be over.
No, I'm glad you get to go home for Thanksgiving as well. And in terms of workload, because obviously third year, it's the tough year. It's the last year. How are you coping with all of that? And I know a lot of it can be done, you know, via laptops and research, but have you been able to reach out to your tutors okay where you are?
Yeah, they've been giving us quite a bit of work. I think they're trying to make up for the lack of face-to-face communication, but it's been, there's a learning curve for them as well as us. So it's just, you know, experiencing Zoom lagging during class and trying to email our professors and schedule meetings over Zoom. And it's just a whole different world.
It is. It's crazy, isn't it? And like you say, you're both adapting. So I guess you're all in the same boat. But yeah. Keep going.
And of course, Zoom actually works wonders when we're doing the midweek drive. It's kind of opened up a whole new world of midweek drive explorations and indeed new shows. Of course, Blackboard Collaborate is fun as well. And of course, Microsoft Teams, other platforms are available, such as StreamYard and such like stuff. Robin, I think we need to move back to your good self now, because this is the period where normally we actually ask for your review of past programmes, etc., many of which have featured Jessica and or Tessa. Elise obviously making her debut today, but would you like to share with us what you've been considering in terms of past midweek drives and podcast scenarios recently?
Well, this week I thought I would home in on the November the 7th show. Now, there was a lot of good content over there on Podbean. There was another show that I listened to earlier on in the week, but I'll mention that in a minute. But I went on to the November the 7th midweek drive because there was stuff there that really called out to me. Like, for example, Tessa's new jingle. Congratulations. Wow, that is a good build-up for you.
Robin, I bet she hasn't even heard it yet. You know, Tessa, be honest. Have you actually heard your new jingle? Have you listened to the program? You know, we do it in the post-production, I think. I wonder if she's actually listened to this. No.
No, but I am going to listen to it now because you've mentioned it a few times. And I'm thinking, is that me?
Oh, it is awesome.
Is that me? Yeah. I've got to listen to it because it sounds amazing, so I will.
You see, I mean, Jessica, I sent her a copy of a jingle directly via email. We've incorporated it into the shows. We know the entire Burtis family listen to the show. It's all good from that point of view. I thought with Tess, I'd just test it this day. But she doesn't listen to the pro. She got too busy with Country in the Kitchen, you know, so it goes.
I'm a busy girl. No, I'm joking. I will listen.
Carry on, Robin.
I will be back next week.
I'm glad that you mentioned Country in the Kitchen there. Because I'm coming on to that in just a few moments. You stay where you are, Missy. I'm not finished with you. Bring them kindly, you said, about Livewire. Now, I was curious because I hadn't had access to this one. I didn't have the time to investigate and to judge, which I love doing because, you know, I'm so gosh darn judgmental. And hearing you ask Alex to treat them gently, I thought, well, I was kind of like a shark sniffing blood in the water thinking, you know, hello, prey. P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y. It turns out that their song was an absolute zinger. And had I been involved on the show, I would have given it a rare 8 out of 10. Okay, not the even rarer 9 out of 10 I've given this week's Tessa's tune, but I gave it 8 out of 10.
That's amazing. That was their debut single, and they're Peterborough-based, so not far from me, so they will be pleased. They're only just starting out, so...
I get the feeling you're trying to plead a case for another 9 out of 10, and it's not happening.
I'm happy with the 8. No, the 8 is fine. I think that's really great for a debut single.
I've got to say, Tessa, hats off for the way that you defend ferociously your artists that you bring to the programme. I mean, this is what, you know, I mean, Jessica would probably be saying, this is the kind of character that we need acting as the counsel for defence for Donald Trump. She'd probably have success there as well. It's great.
Oh, on the one hand, he's got Tessa doing all the defending. Then he sets me loose like some kind of berserker.
No, but that's good because then the show isn't biased. We need that. We need the
this
two.
Is true. This is true. We call it as we see it, do we not?
Yeah, but we need right. proof. At the end of the day, every you know, music, depending on the genre, is not for everyone on the song. Absolutely. So, you know.
Your Spotify Country in the Kitchen list. Intriguing. You know, is another thing that just rams home to me of how proud I am of the way that you've put everything together. You've used the COVID lockdown. You've created Country in the Kitchen. You're building your own kind of media empire. And, you know, how far you're taking it with a way yet to go. I have to say, for the record, it is a privilege to have the opportunity to work with you. And I can only hope that when you get to that extreme Mount Olympus level that you are heading to, you will remember the little people like myself.
Oh my goodness, Robin, that's likewise. Of course, that is very kind of you. But no, of course, I'm staying with the Midweek Drive team. It's been four or five years, and I'm still here. So don't worry, I'm not going away.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And it all came about when I was giving her some feedback on her essay plan for Origins of Modern Britain. Amazing.
And it was.
I just came in as some sort of demented loose end, loose cannon with the Stone Tapes many years ago, and somehow I stuck around. All right, Peter Mitchell and Claire Margerison. Callan. I remember Callan so well, and I've been trying to find it on DVD, but sadly, most of the episodes have been wiped, you know, like early Doctor Who. And, you know, it's a crime and a travesty because I loved that gritty show with Edward Woodward about the sort of disgruntled, disillusioned, disenfranchised ex-spy and his, you know, lowly sort of cohort. Absolutely loved it. I mean, it was on from my early to, I think, my mid-teens. And I think it's a shame because that's a series that I would love to revisit. But hearing that they're doing some Big Finish adaptations, right, I don't know if it's going to work without Edward Woodward, but I've yet to really embrace the whole Big Finish thing.
For the benefit of Elise, Jessica and Tessa, Callan, C-A-L-L-A-N, was a television series on independent TV between 1968 and 1973. They've made a motion picture about it as well, starring the aforementioned Edward Woodward, which always used to create great hilarity because the line, how do you actually, what do you get if you take all the D's out of Edward Woodward? Ewa woo woo, which is, you know, quite amusing in its own way. Well, maybe not as amusing as, and I can't resist this, guys. I've got to launch it. It's a midweek drive. No. My current sort of classic line, which is, what do you find in Superman's toilet? Answer, the Super Bowl. Anyway, that's just by the by. It's an American thing. Thank you, Elise. You know, I'm not sure what the American reaction to that is, but, you know, what the hey? Just thought I'd throw it out there. Anyway, enough of such commercial break stuff and frippery and back and information about Callan. Back to yourself, Robin.
Well, there went the flow and not down the Super Bowl. Anyway, okay, I would love to run through the series again. Sadly, it's lost. But I would love to know what I would make of it at this point in my life. But I am a big fan of Equalizer, which I have always seen, because it's Edward Woodward. As an ex-spy, I see it as Callan in retirement. So I may well check out some of those Big Finish productions.
And of course, Robin, the assignment, the Equalizer also featured Robert Lansing, well known for his character as Gary Seven in Assignment Earth, one of your favourite Star Trek episodes.
Let it go, let it go. This is a Resonance Rewind that we did a couple of weeks ago, and it's one of my least favourite Star Trek episodes. As a Trekkie, I abhor it. And Alex won't let it go because he likes it.
No. Jessica liked it as well. You were on the same show, Jessica.
Sorry,
let's face
Robin.
It.
I'll be in fine form this week with Lost in Space. Right. Graham Harper mentioned Roadkill, which is something I'm probably going to need to check out, but I'm not quite sure which streaming platform it's on, but I'll...
BBC iPlayer, Robin. BBC iPlayer.
Oh, really, BBC? Oh, dear. You know, they were talking about TV drama, and the last thing I watched on actual TV not streaming or anything like that. Other than the news, was the season opener of Doctor Who at the beginning of January. And that kind of put me off television for the year. I've been watching a lot of discs. I've watched some streaming and stuff like that. But I...
Robin, what about Whitty and Valance and Boris Johnson? I mean, surely that's got everybody gripped in the country, you know, their news conferences.
That is a soap opera, crazy wavy line graphs. We actually call Horonation Street.
Horonation Street.
I mean, the most dramatic thing I think I've seen on TV, well, on my TV, that thing in the background, is I'm almost finished with Gotham on Blu-ray. I mean, that's possibly the best superhero series not to actually feature a superhero that I've ever seen. As you went to the closer, I recognised the Callan theme as soon as I heard it, despite not having heard it since my mid-teens. And as soon as it started, all I could see in my mind's eye was a swaying light bulb. So that was part of the title sequence. So they were just shown over this rocking, swaying light bulb in what appeared to be the kind of...
British television didn't have the biggest of budgets in those days. So they had to make every penny count. So actually just getting a shot of
I think it was more in, you know, this is where you take somebody to execute them, obviously. Hmm. Contributor of the week. I am sorry to all those concerned, but it didn't come from that show. Oh. Sorry. I wasn't even on the show. Can you believe he actually got a Lost in Space actress on a show and didn't even invite me?
Yeah, well, I'd say, Robin, it was because you would have been too overexcited. I mean, Jessica, we knew, could actually have that control that Angela Cartwright would actually bring to the whole system. You know, it's there. Plus, of course, she's in Sound of Music as well. So you got Birgitta from Sound of Music and Penny Robertson.
I would have tempered my enthusiasm for all things Lost in Space because I don't know if our younger cast members know, it was my entry into sci-fi, which I've kind of...
made a career out of.
Lifestyle, yeah. But I would have tempered my enthusiasm for Lost in Space with my disdain for Sound of Music because I really don't do musicals. Sorry. But the contributor of the week is still Angela Cartwright.
There you go. Well, I'm sure just for yourself, Robin, we'll get Angela back on before too long because when Jessica put those last two questions to her, I think the response was fairly favourable, wasn't it, Jessica?
I think so.
Yeah. Bill Mooney, on the other hand, still to reply to me. But what the hey, that's another line entirely. Well done. Okay, Jessica, would you like to throw a few questions to either Elise, Robin, or Tessa? You could even use the old staple, is it too soon to start celebrating Christmas? Even if it's been moved or not. Over to you, Jess.
It's a controversial question. I always have to ask. So how is everyone spending their November right now? How is quarantine going? What's kind of keeping you guys positive and up and optimistic?
Elise, would you like to go first, as you are quite literally the most isolated of us?
Yeah, I think I am. What's keeping me going? Well, at the minute, it's quite boring, actually, but it's just watching films every night that make me happy, which I think is
Sound of Music, perhaps?
Sorry, Robin, but I disagree. I love a musical. I was quite shocked that you said that, but anyway, different tastes. Yeah. There's been The Sound of Music. Last night it was Rocket Man, so yeah, very big musical fan. Just finding, kind of honing in on those things that do make you happy and making sure you do more of them. And then, I guess, yeah, that's the main thing I've been doing.
And presumably there's deciding which essay title you're going to do for Histories of Journalism. I mean, that's got to be a fun thing to do, surely.
Of course, I think about it every night, Alex. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, do you go down the line of liberation? Do you go around the line of 60s counterculture? Do you go down the line of Vietnam War? Heavens to Betsy. Tessa.
Yes, well, as you and Robin is aware, I'm now a puppy mum. So I've got my hands full with a new German Shepherd puppy. He's 4 months old. So he's really filling my time. So we're going through potty training, you know, feeding, all of that. It's just like having a real baby, actually, but they don't wear nappies. So that's how I've been utilising my time.
I mean, it could well be that, of course, Grayson, Jackson, you know, whomever, I mean, cat and dog, basically. The potty training might be critical comments on your tune of the week. I don't know. You know, it's just a thought. I mean, maybe it's not tapping into them, but what the hey. Robin, of course, I mean, in Wales, it's free. I mean, you're all out of lockdown now, so it's party on. I mean, your son's passed his driving test, you know.
Well, he's passed the theory. We're out of it, but there's, you know, we can't leave Wales.
Why would you want to?
So
we've got nowhere to go. So having quit the regular day job a few years ago, I spend my days either writing, pursuing my own projects, reading, watching way too many films. You know, basically I do what I please and I'm pretty much a homebody anyway. I've never been one for, you know, going down to the pub or anything like that. That's really not my style. I live just, you know, a couple of miles out of town down a private little lane. So basically it's business as usual for me. I spend my days doing practically whatever I want. I mean, I'm a geek at heart and, you know, that's basically what I do. By definition, it means I'm pretty reclusive.
Yeah. As opposed to the original definition of geek, which was, of course, somebody who actually...
Yes, I do not bite the heads off chickens.
Just wanted to clarify that, because I know people might say it's a deal breaker, but actually one of the things of actually being a regular on the Midweek Drive is don't bite heads off chickens.
Well, somebody once it's peculiar, told me that they told me that I wasn't actually a geek. I was apparently a nerd. And a nerd, now, if anybody can help me with this, a nerd is apparently, you know, worse than a geek. You know, a geek has an interest, but a nerd is like way, way more deeply into all the crazy stuff that you see behind me, the DVDs, the CDs, the comics, the what have you. The ephemera of being antisocial.
Right. Well, I think we'll obviously have to analyse that in future times to come.
Yeah.
Jessica, does that answer your question effectively?
Yes. Now I want to watch some movies and I want to stay positive in quarantine. There's not much to do here, so I need ideas.
And I gather that schools are closing down rapidly in the United States of America as the virus continues to spread. Latest news on that? I mean, is it a case of, well, we thought when we actually conceivably changed our president that this might all be over. Perhaps not.
Yeah, it's still going. There were actually people moving out while I've been on the show. So it's definitely coming to a close, but there's a lot of debate over when we're going to open back up. A lot of universities are just very stubborn and they don't really want to close, but we'll see if they push back winter break. It lasts about a month, so the middle of January is when we go back. But yeah, we'll see. There's been some protests on campus, so I don't know if that's spreading the virus even more. But
and those protesters, were they wearing masks? Were they without masks? Were they Biden? Were they Trump? Was it just a case of it's North Carolina going crazy?
Yeah, it was the third one. Yeah, there was basically a mix of people. Somebody was like going by on like a hoverboard with a Trump flag, and there were people like yelling, and it was a lot of chaos going on. So.
Well, the good news is, at least on the campus at Lincoln, you're unlikely to see a person actually traveling on a hoverboard with a Trump flag behind them. I mean, it might happen, but it's unlikely.
There's usually a swan waddling in on campus. That's what you get in Lincoln, the swan. Yes.
Or a big
duck. Broken wing.
Yes.
A big inflatable duck that's also there. That's always very good. Wow. Or indeed, canvas on campus, which of course has had to close because of social distancing. But there we are. A whole set of teepees to celebrate the native Lincolnshire people, who in a few weeks' time will be celebrating their trip to America 400 years ago, when of course the whole thing started for Thanksgiving and the Native Americans of course said, we're doomed. Anyway, it has been quite an interesting sort of connection, which has gone from Tessa's tune of the week onwards from that point of view. Tessa, I think it falls to your good self to actually throw those last two questions to the team, probably starting off with Elise, because it is her debut on the whole production.
Yes, gosh, you're testing me now. But Elise, have you enjoyed your, I guess it's a Zoomer, not a telephonic link, but a Zoomer link with us on the show?
I have indeed. Yeah, I didn't know. I listened to one of your last shows. Alex did send over a link. I listened to a clip.
More than Tessa does, let's face it, Elise. So I'm pleased about that. You know.
You're doing one step better than I am. So you're on the right track.
Well, yeah, I didn't quite know what to expect, but it's been really lovely to hear from all of you all around the country and in different countries. Yeah, it's been a lot more relaxed. I don't really know what I thought, but yes, it's been so more conversational than I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm so glad. It is always daunting, the first one, but it is just a chat. And do you think you will return then on the show again soon, next week, whenever?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know I was going to get that question. Hopefully. We'll see.
Okay. Well, Elise Rose hopefully will return. Assuming, of course, I mean, basically, it's all up to Tessa, Elise, basically. She gives us a thumbs up or thumbs down. It's an off-air code signal she actually has. It's usually symbolised by a shot of her dog, basically, whether he's sort of, you know, facing front or facing back, one of those two things. I don't know.
I'm just getting too predictable now.
Go, Tessa. It's time to throw those two at Robin and Jessica. Off you go.
Okay. Jess, Robin, have you enjoyed your Zoom link too on the show with us all?
Ladies first.
Aw, thank you. Always. I always enjoy it.
Good, good, good. Robin?
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's always fun. And will you both return to the show soon?
Yes, please.
Oh, absolutely.
there we go.
And Tessa, has it been good for you?
Oh, it's been lovely this time. It's been great connecting with quite a few people on the show. So, yes.
Exactly. So, and obviously no real challenge. I mean, I can't throw a classic country music tune to you or various other things. Although, good, again, maybe I might. I don't know. We'll see how things actually sort of pan out. But I take it you're back. And, of course, Country in the Kitchen continues ever onwards. So does Tessa's Tune of the Week. And anything else you want to promote shamelessly at this particular stage?
Oh, gosh, no, you're going to make me blush. Let's talk about somebody else.
Well, I'll just say congratulations to Els Bailey for about to be giving birth in March next year. So who would have thought, Els Bailey, as she said, a whole new meaning to the term of enlarging one's tummy during lockdown, which is great stuff there. What about our regular contributors?
Well done.
So to Jessica Burtis, to Elise Rose, to Robin Pierce and Tessa Leanne-Snart. Actually, very quickly, Elise, where is your home? I mean, obviously, it's not some room in Lincoln randomly. Where do you originate from?
I'm from March in Cambridgeshire, so not too far from Peterborough, actually.
You're close to me.
Whereabouts are you Peterborough?
I was Glinton, Werrington Way, but now I'm more Lincolnshire Way, deep in St Nicholas, but it's literally about 25 minutes from the city centre of Peterborough.
Yeah, very close. Wow.
And to the citizens of Wales and North Carolina, that might as well be as far away as Mars at present. I won't say about that in the Northeast. For the moment, Jessica Burtis, Elise Rose, Robin Pierce and Tessa Snart, huge thanks. Keep on keeping on and be safe.
us freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for God, turning back, she just laughs. Stand in the auditorium, looking now, she sings the songs, the words she knows, the tune she hums.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott
and Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. Podbean.com.
Just want to actually sort of say a few things now about an important aspect you may not be aware of if you're a student at the University of Lincoln, because although we're in the midst of another lockdown, you still can get involved in a rich range of activities that are still a very big part of student life here at the University of Lincoln, the home, of course, of Siren Radio. And the academic teams of the university, as well as the Wellbeing Centre, the Residential Wardens, the Sports Centre and the Students' Union, were all delivering a variety of online and on-campus activities and events. You can meet up virtually with friends, kind of like we've just done with some of our Midweek Drivettes across the continents. You can keep fit, you can keep healthy, you can develop new skills. There are online exercise groups, communal study sessions, and loads of ways of staying connected with people across the campus, whilst at the same time obviously being well within the rules of the current national restrictions. Now, to find out more about this, simply go to lincoln.ac.uk/student life/student life must go on, and you'll find out all manner of wonderful things. That's lincoln.ac.uk/student life/student life must go on. And of course, you can sign up there to the mailing list, hear about new events and opportunities. You'll also, I can't believe this, you will receive a free badge. Amazing. So please remember, the University of Lincoln remains open. On-campus services and facilities such as the library and social study spaces, they're still available to you, and you can continue to use those for your studies. COVID secure measures are in place across the campus in line with the latest government guidelines. It may well be a challenging time, but we still want you to make friends and have fun. So join in, get involved. Student life must go on, just as the Midweek Drive continues to go on, and the Midweek Drive morning edition as well. lincoln.ac.uk/student life/student life must go on.
Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. Yeah, yeah,
make it easy on yourself.